Well, I mean, I will just remind two rankings of Turkey, one from Freedom House and the other one from Reporters Without Borders. For the Freedom House, Turkey, in terms of freedom of press, is under the category of non-free countries. And
Okay.
as for the Reporters Without Borders, Turkey ranks in terms of freedom of press 149th out of 180 countries, and it's behind Zimbabwe, Mali, and Nigeria.
Okay.
So this is the international rankings of Turkey. But more concretely, when it comes to the freedom of press and freedom of internet, by the same token, the last 2 years have been disastrous. Nine TV channels have been closed or forced to be closed. Several newspapers were taken over by the government, and of course, as they publish exactly the same thing from the press office of the presidency, so of course they died out. I mean, they didn't survive. No one, the usual readers didn't continue to read these newspapers.
Yes.
And as for the internet, Twitter, Facebook, etc., just again one figure. Turkey, the Turkish authorities are the champions of the requests to the company, to Twitter, for the deletion of the content
Okay.
in 2015. So
So
this is where we are.
is there any free media in Turkey at the moment?
Well, yes, few still surviving. Newspaper whose editor-in-chief and the Ankara correspondent have spent some 3 months in jail, just freed, Mr. Dündar and Mr. Gül.
Which newspaper is that, sorry?
This is the Cumhuriyet newspaper.
Okay.
As for the TV channels, there are two or three very marginal channels which still survive. One has been targeted a week ago. So far, nothing happened, but was kicked out of the satellite provider, so shifted to another satellite, Hotbird. This is IMEJ TV. And we don't know how long it will survive. So overall, it's blackout when it comes to the freedom of press, because this government is quite unhappy with the reality and with all sorts of disclosures pertaining to its activities and its rules.
It sounds like quite a bleak situation. Is this something we can pin down to the current regime, or has press freedom been diminishing over some time?
I mean, if we take the last 30 or so years, of course, we had a dark period after the coup d'etat of 1980, September the 12th, coup d'etat. But as of 83, Turkey headed towards normalcy. And of course, we had dark years and times in the 90s when the internal strife and or this kind of civil war against Kurds was very harsh. That was mid of 90s. The last 10 years, I mean, we haven't seen this. Quite to the contrary, with the EU process, Turkey was shown as a model country in terms of basic rights and freedoms. But unfortunately, the last 2 years, after the disclosures of December 2013 regarding the corruption allegations, we have slowly and surely entered a very, very dark period in terms of freedom of information and freedom of press.
Would you say it's the worst it's ever been, or maybe the worst in a generation?
It is definitely worse in a generation.
Okay. And you touched on it earlier about how Turkey has ambitions to join the EU. And we've heard in, I think, yesterday from Martin Schulz, he said that Turkey needs to act on media freedom. It doesn't sound like the EU statements on press freedom carry much weight in Istanbul. Is that a fair comment?
Well, when it comes to the negotiating countries for membership, like the Western Balkan countries and Turkey, it is not up to the European Parliament nor to the Commission to give the final word. It's up to the European Council or the Council of the European Union. So, of course, it's good that Mr. Schulz said what he said, and several other countries, independently pointed at the bleak situation of the freedom of press in the country, in Turkey. But overall, at the end of the day, when it comes to take a decision, of course, the Europeans, completely engulfed in the refugee crisis, prefer to not to harm too much their relations with Ankara. So they are tempted rather to close the eyes and prefer not to see anything to what is happening in Turkey. The problem is that Turkey is a negotiating country, and by normal standards, normally it should be warned differently than just this lip service that we are hearing since some time from European leaders and authorities. So they don't know how to go for it. But the fact that they are more tempted to close the eyes on what is happening in Turkey, shows me and to many other liberal Turks that Europe has completely dropped the idea of future membership of the Republic of Turkey, because otherwise it would have acted differently and warned differently Ankara. To say that it doesn't correspond to the values of Europe is not enough to convince Ankara. And so this is where we are, and I'm afraid it won't go further than that, because since last autumn, Europeans have made the false hypothesis that Turkey is capable of impeding and stopping the refugee flows. Of course, it won't happen. Nevertheless, they still want to believe in it, and as long as they believe in it, they won't see the massive human rights violations in this country.
Do you really think that it spells the end for Turkish ambitions to join Europe, or do you think it's more of a short-term thing? Because at the moment, Turkey is obviously a crucial partner in terms of the migration crisis and maybe the fight against ISIL. Will we not see sort of 5 years down the line, fresh attempts?
Not at all. Turkey is negotiating its membership since 10 years. We have never seen this in the history of the enlargement of the Union. It's much too long, and the so-called acquis communautaire of the EU is at the exact opposite of the acquis communautaire, of the national acquis of this country, as implemented by the present regime. So I don't see in a foreseeable future any positive development regarding the membership. Of course, the negotiations will continue in some way, but I mean, Turkish citizen doesn't see the effects of the future membership in his or her daily life, and actually, Turkey is more and more drifting from the acquis communautaire and the basic criteria, the so-called Copenhagen criteria, instead of harmonizing with it.
Yeah. Okay. And so you think the reason there hasn't been much, many strong words from Europe on press freedom and human rights in Turkey is because they've dropped the idea of Turkey becoming a member of the European Union, rather than it just being a kind of a temporary thing.
I would like to remind you and the followers of Euronews that if, you know, the Europeans would have been serious on their warnings, they would have said that a negotiating country like Turkey shouldn't be allowed to treat the freedom of expression and the freedom of press the way it does. They never say this. They say the freedom of press is very important. That doesn't mean anything, because Turkey is a so-called future member of the European Union. But they always stop short of mentioning this prospect of future membership. That, therefore, my conclusion is that they have since long dropped this idea, and they are very happy with the government and the regime of Mr. Erdogan, as this regime is the one who kind of closed the deal of the country's membership, which otherwise has caused many, many problems to many Europeans, especially the Christian Democrats and others like Sarkozy in France, etc., who were right from the beginning very unhappy with the prospect of the Turkey's membership.
Okay. And so just finally, it's a very frustrating time for those in Turkey that look to Europe, the liberals maybe.
Definitely. I mean, Turkish Democrats and liberals feel completely abandoned by Europe, and they have their own, I mean, they are really by their own as we talk today.
Okay, Professor, I think I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.